It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steeler Nation what's on our minds. I'm Melanie Friedlander. In the Pittsburgh Steelers' first preseason game Friday night, running back Anthony McFarland Jr. had a pretty good evening with three carries for 18 yards, including a long of 14 yards for a touchdown. He also caught one pass for 5 yards, his only target of the game. Those stats could have been better, too, if not for a false start penalty on Kendrick Green that negated a 16-yard run. Entering his fourth season in the league on a one-year deal, McFarland has impressed throughout training camp and been a fan favorite, even earning praise from head coach Mike Tomlin after the win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But we've seen this story before. The key question remains, will this year be any different? Coming into the league as a rookie during the height of a pandemic, McFarland was at a disadvantage because there was no training camp or preseason. He played only 89 snaps that year. His 2021 campaign was derailed by a knee injury that required surgery, and again by COVID once he returned from IR. He looked sharp at the 2022 training camp, but he landed on the practice squad after Jaylen Warren secured the number two running back role. With injuries to Warren and starter Najee Harris, McFarland finally got a shot in week 12 and played well. McFarland is without doubt the third best running back on the Steelers roster right now. He brings energy and effort to every practice. He has never fumbled in a game. And he is fast, very fast. As reported by Joe Rutter on TribLive.com, a next-gen stat line was shown on the scoreboard during Friday's game, noting that both wide receiver Calvin Austin III and McFarland each surpassed 20 miles per hour while running to the end zone, ranking them among the five fastest plays in the preseason. The problem, of course, is a numbers game. Without contributing on special teams, McFarland really has no path to game day if Harris and Warren are healthy. He had three kick returns for 73 yards in 2021, but never got a chance to do it again last year. Even in preseason, his role on special teams has been minimal. Last year, he had 7 kick returns and only 8 plays in kick or punt coverage, compared to 29 special team snaps for Warren. In this year's first preseason game, McFarland logged only a single special team snap. He'll need more chances if he wants to show he belongs on that unit. Can McFarland finally earn and keep a place on the 53-man roster? It would certainly be the feel-good ending of his preseason story. Even as the third best back, though, the odds are not in his favor. Back in June, running backs coach Eddie Faulkner spoke highly of McFarland's skill set, but acknowledged that the number three running back needs to add value in other ways, and that special teams coach Danny Smith may have a say in that final decision. Anthony McFarland Jr. needs to contribute beyond the backfield if he wants to get a helmet on Sundays, and so far, that just hasn't happened. He has 2 more preseason games to change that narrative. If he can't, he may just be the fastest player on the practice squad. That's my take. You can follow me on Twitter at GirlSurgeon. Check out The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Follow us on SteelersDepot.com. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Dave Bryan and Alex Kozora every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.